On Cornell University College of Engineering Week, Earth to Space, is anybody out there? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elaine Petro, assistant professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering, details whether we're getting closer to finding out.
Scientists, philosophers, and storytellers have all speculated about the prospect of life beyond our planet for millennia. Recently, we have identified the existence of amino acids on comets and the likelihood of similarly complex organic molecules as far out as Saturn. NASA is preparing future missions to look for signs of life, and it needs new instruments to definitively answer the question. My research group is in the early stages of developing an instrument that we believe can overcome the shortcomings of previous tools. That is, a space-rated electrospray mass analyzer. It is effectively a scale that can measure the weights of individual molecules. Instead of measuring the compression of a spring, like the way we weigh ourselves, this device can tell how much a molecule weighs by measuring the time it takes to traverse a known distance. The electrospray technique is ideal for weighing individual biological molecules on Earth, but taking one to space presents new challenges, and we think we can solve them. The mass analyzer must be translated to a system that can operate in the extreme conditions of space, millions of miles from Earth, and under the power, size, and logistical constraints of a spacecraft platform. This requires us to engineer one of the most compact and resource-efficient electrospray mass analyzers to date. If we succeed, our instrument will be able to detect biological material as complex as DNA as far away as Saturn. And if there is life out there, we will finally know.
That was Elaine Petro of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.